So as we travel along the Bearwood Hill Road onto Churchill Street, that part of Winsell that's known as the Level, and just before we get to the turning going into St Mark's Church on our right-hand side, is another place of learning, which is that for the Scouts, or the Scout Group, the 22nd St Mark's Scout Group, where Beavers, Cubs and Scouts meet on a regular basis, and they too in that place learn all kinds of useful skills for life and getting on. And often you will find that those who attend this uniformed organisation will flourish in such a grouping, where maybe at conventional education they may struggle and find things a little bit more difficult. So as we wander past, we tip our hat to the Scouts and all those who give of their time voluntarily to enable children to learn in another way. And so we now wander up the hill up to St Mark's Church, and we go into the churchyard on the north side of the church, and we can see the splendid green roofs of Abbot Bain, which we know so well, because you can see the green roofs from quite a way away. They're quite distinctive. Robert, what would we know about this part of Abbot Bain School?
This part of the Abbot Bain School is now called the Evershed Building. It was originally the Boys' Grammar School. Evershed was the master of the rolls, i.e. the judge who presides over the Court of Appeal. He opened the Mill Hill Lane School in 1957. Going back in history, it was in 1520 that Abbot Bain founded the grammar school. He also endowed it, thus keeping the school going in ensuing years. Bain was the abbot of Burton Abbey, which was where the winery restaurant is now. The monastery was of St Mary and St Modwin. It became, like many others, prey to the dissolution of the monasteries under Henry VIII. It is said that in 1520, when it was founded, it was a sign of the times, as it was a time of new learning. Nothing changes.
Nope.
In 1537, Richard Herman, or Harman, was appointed schoolmaster on the understanding he should read a lecture three times weekly in Burton Church. This would have been the predecessor of St. Modwin's Church, which is today in Burton Marketplace. In 1798, it was written that the grammar school stood in the northwest corner of the churchyard, which is now the Memorial Gardens by Friars Walk. In 1824, the school premises consisted of a schoolroom with a dwelling house on one side and a stable on the other, and a small garden. The dwelling was deemed unsuitable for the schoolmaster and was so let to a poor person. In 1877, the premises moved to Bond End. There were bonded warehouses here, as the River Trent was navigable to this point. In 1957, the school again moved, this time to Mill Hill Lane, where it is today, or at least where the Evershed building of Abbot Bain is today. Many older residents will remember when the roof blew off in a strong wind. This was during the building, and it was the building was put back by almost a year because of this. The motto of the grammar school at this time was Deus Nobiscum, God with us, and this was also the title of the school song, which I remember quite well. In 1975, the grammar school and the girls' high school, which was mentioned, became Abbot Bain Comprehensive School. There was also a secondary modern school below the Evershed building, further down Mill Hill Lane, which was called Ada Chadwick, after a local councillor. It was built in 1966 to 1967, but has since been demolished.
Now, am I right in understanding that we have an illustrious member of our church who has a bit of a something?
Head boy of the school some time ago was our curate, Frank Stoughton. He was the head boy, and I believe Dr. Mary Mills's daughter was the head girl at the time. I may be wrong there, but I think I'm right.
I think you are correct in that, and I'm sure there'll be letters coming in if we get that wrong.
Yeah.
But the building just below it, the secondary modern school that was below, you say, is demolished. That, I understand, decided to sort of fall away down the down the bank.
There was a lot of flooding, and so it was decided it was building there wasn't necessarily a good idea. But then, of course, they have since built housing there. Whether it's on better ground, I'm not sure, but it's certainly on the floodplain.
A better foundation was put in, but and of course, just between the two would have been what is now the Peacewood. That we know so well. No, thank you. And the illustrious history of the grammar school coming, and obviously Burton's loss, moving out to Winsall, is Winsall's gain in that. But one of the things that is noticeable from it is the people who have underpinned its growth throughout, and that's not always the teacher or the assistants or the pupils, but it's those who have governance over the school. So Abbott Bain Wright and his inspiring work of getting it up and running, right through to modern governors of today who have a care and concern for all that takes place within our schools. And so our prayer here is for the governors in all their various guises and for all our schools locally. Lord God, we thank you for school governors who play the role of a critical friend in the life of the school. Help them to make wise decisions, to know when to affirm and when to ask questions. Fill them afresh with your spirit and inspire them to walk in your ways. Amen. And so we're going to do a short hop from St Mark's Church, looking over that verdigris roof. And we're going to go down the drive, cross straight over the road and up West Street, and we come to the West Street entrance to Tower View School. So we'll make our way there now as we go, and that is about the mile point of our walk. So we'll meet again when we get to Tower View School.